This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Europeans sometimes roll their eyes when we Americans complain about gas prices. In Britain, what they call petrol goes for the equivalent of $8.60 a gallon. The national average in the U.S. today is just a couple of cents below $5 a gallon. There's a lot that goes into why gas, derived from a global commodity, crude oil, varies so much by country. Marketplace's Andy Euler has that.
There are basically four buckets that make up the cost of a gallon of gasoline. Bob McNally, president of Rapidan Energy Group and former economic advisor to George W. Bush, knows them better than I do.
60% of the price will be the price of crude oil. 17% of the price is going to be the refining cost. And then another 11% of the price is going to be distribution and marketing, getting it to your local station.
But you're saying that's only three buckets. What gives? The fourth is taxes, which makes up about 12% of the cost here in the U.S.
The main reason that we differ so strongly from the rest of the world, both in terms of the rest of the world having higher prices and lower prices at the pump, has to do with taxes and subsidies.
So whereas taxes are just about 12% of the cost of a gallon of gas here in the U.S., he says the percentage is way higher in a country like Norway, where a gallon is running folks $10.82. We haven't seen a push for boosting the gas tax here since the Clinton administration. Robert Johnston at Columbia University says it's because it's a political non-starter, especially right now.
I think what the Biden administration is doing is more focused on developing alternative fuels and technologies, things like electric vehicles and hydrogen and biofuels. That's a very different, albeit complementary approach to actually trying to limit demand.
And critics argue the push for an energy transition needs to take a back seat given the pain at the pump. Katie Tubb is an energy and environmental policy analyst at the Heritage Foundation.
The administration has, amazingly from my perspective, not been willing to pivot at all when it comes to the policy choices they're making, despite the higher prices.
A relaxation of renewable fuel standards, she says, would relieve some of the cost refiners are enduring to turn crude into gasoline and diesel. Whether or not they'd pass those savings on to the consumer, though, is another matter entirely. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.